All right, and we're back here at All Access Sports Radio. We're in one of my favorite segments where Ryan Simmons, our resident surf expert, and he also, Ryan, are you doing the Vans tour again this year?
The U.S. Open in the summer, the Women's World Tour, and I think the men's prime event.
Now, why don't we have the men at the U.S. Open this year?
You know, I'm not really sure why it's not a World Tour event.
Wow, do you think that riot scared him off?
Yeah, could have.
All right, we're in the middle of
scaring everyone else off, right?
Yeah. We're right in the middle of the women's Fiji Pro, and the men's Fiji Pro is about to get underway, and we have a lot to talk about. Ryan, the women are just killing it, you know? And every time I watch and check them out, I'm just amazed at the progression of women surfing. But yet, when you go and look at the comments or you check the blogs, there's just a lot of haters about the women's surf. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think just on the internet blogs, you're always going to have the haters, so that's just kind of a given. But you're right, the women's surfing has come a long way, and I'm actually amazed that it hasn't gone further as far as, you know, big sponsorship, and, you know, they're still making just a lot less money than the men, and the men have made some recent strides, and it would be nice to see the women kind of be rewarded also.
Staying in that same direction, you know, when I talk about women surfing, like, I'll say something like, she was able to use her powerful backhand attack to do this or do that. And I just saw where recently Pat Parnell, who's a host on the ASP tour, got in trouble for using the word backside. She had a powerful backside.
Yeah, you know, I just think that some people are hypercritical of the web announcers, and, you know, I've done that myself a few events, and it's not easy. You know, you have to learn to not think about what you're going to say, and we know when you're being candid, you got to think about what you're going to say. So it's kind of a catch-22 when you're a web announcer. You're trying to be free-flowing and make it work and sound cool, but at the same time, you have to watch the words you say, you know, and so just for some of the sexist terms, you know, backside and, oh, things are heating up out here in the heat, I don't know, you know, just there's probably a lot of things that you could change, you know, instead of saying backside, you could say backhand and get away from that sexual connotation. But I guess it's just that, you know, nowadays, just, I think the thing is the women are kind of pretty good looking, they're all real cute, and so there is just that element, you know, they bring that element to it, so it's there. Well, there's no denying it, right, Wes?
No, they're beautiful women, but I think everybody's overthinking it, you know?
I think
because
so,
Malia, you know, killed it this week, and I think people should be talking about Malia killing it, you know? I mean, she was, like, I think the only one who had, like, an excellent...
Well, Laura Enever, I was just watching, just kind of Malia Manuel, Stephanie Gilmore, and Sally Fitzgibbons are kind of the four that are surfing the waves because it's high... Very difficult right now with the side wind that they were talking about yesterday, why mm-hmm. they went on hold. That is so difficult at restaurants. And let me tell you, I've surfed there. It's only, seriously, 12 inches to 2 feet deep under the girls while they're surfing those waves. And that's why you can tell they are a little hesitant to get way back in the barrel. But the girls that are getting deep in the barrel are the ones that are kind of pushing it. And we've already seen some injuries with the one girl, Nikki, you know, hitting the reef at Cloudbreak. So being super dangerous and then them able to bring that level is pretty cool.
Dude, I love that insight from Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Michael Borez. That guy is so fit and so ready to go. I said last week, if Kelly Slater's going to make a statement, this Fiji was the place where he was going to do it. But after watching, you know, Michael, and this is kind of like, again, his realm as much as it is Kelly's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking Michael can run the tables on this one.
Well, you know, I was just looking at the ratings, and Kelly has, what, a fifth, two-thirds, and a second or something like that. And then, you know, Michelle Perez has two firsts and then two low results, a 13th and a 25th. And you're right. Coming from Tahiti, right here, left barrels, I mean, will he see another win? He's probably going to make the quarters or better. I would say it would be like, you know, a good betting guess that Michelle Perez is going to be at worst quarterfinals or better, and if not, maybe he's taking another win.
Hey, Ryan, in our winding last minute, you know, how much weight do you give to the judges who give the higher scores to named surfers? Kind of like that controversy going on with Carissa Moore going into the men's round. Is there a little stock in that? Can you kind of believe that?
Well, you know, I think if you're a competitor, you don't want to get caught up in that because you don't. Everyone's gonna. This is what I've always said because I kind of dealt with, you know, maybe getting the short end of the stick in my career. I felt like being an underground guy. So with that being said, though, if you go out and you're worried about those close losses that everyone else has, you're not going to be able to focus on the task at hand. And we know, seeing with what you said about the girls, there's a lot of internet haters that want to see changes to the AFC Tour, what they think they should be better. But the changes have been made. It seems to be heading in the right direction. And I'm like you. Let's just look at the positive side of things and be stoked with it.
Nice. See, you don't get it anywhere else but here at All Action Sports Radio and Ryan Simmons. Ryan, thank you so much for being part of our show, and we'll check in with you next week.
Can't wait to see the man out there. Okay, next week.
All right. Coming up, our song of the week here at All Action Sports Radio. All right, this is our song of the week here at All Action Sports Radio. The Griswolds, Beware the Dog. Happy song, man. I like that song. All right, the Griswolds, Beware the Dog. All right, that's our show this week. If you like what you hear, email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. All right, I want to thank our guest, Jason Wyngan from RacerX Online, Chris Cobra Cole, kicking ass on skateboarding, and Corey DeMyers, our first parkour free running guest. And I'd like to thank Ryan Simmons, our resident expert in surf, man, for just laying it down. All right, I want to thank you, our listeners, our crew, Soy Sauce Media, Pam, Jay, you're doing a great, man. And, of course, the inspiration. We will see you at Hangtown in Sacramento, stop two of the Pro Motocross Tour. My name is Wes. I'm your host here at All Action Sports Radio. You guys go have a killer week now. Big booty woman is hard to find. I find my big booty woman.